Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Judge stops New York from censoring statements on abortion pill reversal. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is an interesting case, very positive, I must say, that a federal judge in New York has once again sided with pro-life pregnancy centers and issued an order stating that these two pregnancy center networks are free to promote the abortion pill reversal protocol and say that it is safe and effective while their lawsuit moves forward. You know, we've talked many times about this abortion pill reversal protocol, and our friend Dr. Bill Lyle has used it many times and saved many babies as a result.
He has, and in fact, he has explained that these abortion pills, like mifepristone, chemical abortions, they actually decrease your progesterone. And so it makes sense to try to counteract that if you change your mind early enough after taking one of these drugs. That drug is reducing the production of progesterone, which ultimately then results in the chemical abortion. So if you actually increase your level of progesterone to counteract the decrease of progesterone by these drugs, it makes sense that it would have a counteractive effect. And so that's what this abortion pill reversal protocol is. It is progesterone. And the use of progesterone has been studied on many occasions, and it is effective and it's safe. And certainly in the context of these abortion pill reversal situations where you provide this progesterone early enough after somebody takes the abortion pill mifepristone, there is a high level of success that the chemical abortion and its effects would be ameliorated and you wouldn't have an abortion.
Right. I think about one of the examples Dr. Lyle had. There was a woman that had taken the abortion pill. She's driving down the highway. She sees a billboard that talks about saving babies. And she's like, And then
she had already taken the abortion pill.
Okay. And then she keeps driving down the highway. She sees another billboard for pro-life, saving babies. And she goes, I've made a mistake. So she pulls over, gets on the phone, calls the phone number that goes to Dr. Lyle's network, and he gets contacted. She's in that area. He calls in the progesterone in the pharmacy, which he pays for, by the way. She's able to go pick it up, take the progesterone. Then she later goes to his office for an appointment, and she's able to see the heartbeat of her baby.
Yeah, that the baby did survive, and she did not have an abortion.
Right.
And he has been very successful at reversing these chemical abortions.
They
don't want you, the abortion advocates, to know about this. So the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, she then targeted 51 pro-life pregnancy centers for promoting that an abortion in progress can be safely reversed using this abortion reversal protocol. So the judge's preliminary injunction consolidates the legal challenge in question under his previous ruling from August 2024 that temporarily blocked Attorney General James's argument. The judge stated that the First Amendment protects a pregnancy center's right to speak freely about the APR protocol. That's the abortion pill reversal protocol. The preliminary injunction protects Summit Life Outreach Center and the Evergreen Association, and prevents the state from attempting to silence them with threats, intimidation, and prosecution under the state's false advertising law. So the New York Attorney General claimed that the APR, the abortion pill reversal, is unproven, and accused the pregnancy centers across the state of fraudulent business practices and false advertising. However, Summit and Evergreen allege the state's actions violate their First and 14th Amendments, and that James is illegally targeting pregnancy centers and unconstitutionally censoring their speech about the safety and efficacy of abortion pill reversal.
Isn't that interesting that she wants pro-life pregnancy centers not to be able to advertise the abortion pill reversal process as safe and effective, but yet these pro-abortion activists want to advertise abortions as safe and effective?
Yeah, it's amazing. In other words, she does not want women to know about options. They only want the option to be death.
And there's nothing safe about abortion.
There's not.
Never.
And so you have a woman who is misled for whatever reason, and they take this abortion pill, they take the mifepristone to start the chemical abortion process. And as in the illustration, a true story that you just shared, that Dr. Lyle shared with us on our TV program, Freedom Alive, that woman began to change her mind. Attorney General Letitia James and other pro-abortion advocates like Planned Parenthood, they don't want women to know that they can change their mind, that there's an option. Here's a woman who has taken a drug, they've made a mistake, they realize they've made a mistake, and they realize, oh my goodness, I've just started in motion the abortion of my child that is within me. I want to make a different choice. I want to save the baby. And these people don't want women to know that there's even an option.
Because they don't care about life. They only care about money in their pocket.
Well, the abortion pill reversal protocol can reverse the effects of abortion, the pill mifepristone. If a woman changes her mind within 72 hours of taking the drug, mifepristone, as I mentioned, starves the baby to death by blocking the naturally occurring progesterone that helps a woman's body sustain the baby. The APR protocol consists of giving extra progesterone within 72 hours to outnumber and outcompete the abortion drug so that the baby can survive. Despite James's claim that the protocol is unproven, studies show that it has saved more than 5,000 unborn babies and has a success rate of up to 64 to 68%. And the earlier that you take the drug, the better, so that it can have a better effect on counterbalancing mifepristone's starving of the baby. That's what mifepristone does. It's
Absolutely.
Starving the baby.
You know, and this injunction specifically bars the state from interfering with pregnancy centers. Can we get an amen on that? When they're making these abortion pill reversal-related statements in advertising, social media, and other resources to the public or to women that are considering or in the midst of a chemical abortion.
Yeah, the order specifically outlines the following points: that these abortion pregnancy centers, these crisis pregnancy centers, may make statements using the terms abortion pill reversal or APR related to chemical abortion, make statements related to APR hotline or abortionpillreversal.com, make statements indicating the abortion pill reversal or APR or progesterone is safe, make statements that the abortion pill reversal or APR or progesterone is effective. I mean, that's a solid order. You can say it's safe, you can say it's effective, you can say this is related to chemical abortions, and you can also give them the hotline or abortionpillreversal.com. I would encourage you to write that down and give that website out to others, abortionpillreversal.com. None of this is what James wanted them to say.
No, and it's all
they
truth.
They didn't want anybody to hear that.
Right, it's all truth. But on the other hand, abortions are not safe.
They're not
That's
safe.
That's truth.
Well, you know for a fact, obviously, that it's deadly for the child.
Mm-hmm.
We know also that some women have died taking this drug, or that they could have other complications taking this drug as well.
They bleed to death.
And some of them bleed to death. And we also know that there's a high effective rate of reversing mifepristone if progesterone is taken within 72 hours of that original medication.
I mean, 64 to 68% is pretty good success rate, I'd say.
5,000 unborn babies that we know of have been saved. That's a lot of children that have been saved by this abortion pill reversal. And so now you have these moms that have these babies
right
that are living, and they're they know every time they look at this, thank God they were able to get information to save the life of their son or daughter.
You know, and Dr. Lyle, who is located in the Panhandle, has personally reversed the pill with a 78% success rate.
Yeah, he's had a very high success rate.
That's really good, yeah.
He is a board-certified OBGYN specializing in high-risk pregnancy, and he has studied this for many, many years. He is very articulate on this matter. We have had the privilege of interviewing him on our TV program, Freedom Alive. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. That's lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.